Yes, good day, Mr. Majid and Taka. How are you back home? I hope everybody and everything is fine. Yes, today is the day that we starting the World Cup in Uruguay. And then as you all know that we have prepared very well, and today is the day that we have to render accounts for all the preparations that we have done. Looking at the team and then how we want to play, I can confidently tell you that the way we are approaching this game is not different from the way we have approached other games, because our game plan and formation and systems have always been starting with the 4-2-3-1, and then going into the game, the situation that we find ourselves in the game will call for flexibility or amendment in certain areas. Of course, you cannot just start a game with one system and you say you are going to go throughout using that same system. 4-2-3-1, as everybody knows, is the best for everybody, especially and for Ghana with the senior national team coming down. That is what everybody is using now. And then your aim is always that you always need to defend first, steady your opponents, and then you can know the best way to go for attack, because 4-2-3-1 is a defensive formation. And if you're using that system, when you have reliable wingers, talking about the old in the 7 and 11, we call them the wing attackers. If you have very fast wing attackers, you can always benefit from the 4-2-3-1, because when you don't have the ball, all the nine players are going to be behind the ball to defend, except the lead striker. And then once you have the ball, you have the wingers opening, adding up to the winger, the lead attacker to make three up front, and you have the two holding midfielders pushing up. You have the second striker who is behind the main striker also pushing up. So it's the best system, and that is what we have been practicing all along. But it doesn't mean when we go into the game with the 4-2-3-1, that is what we are going to use throughout the game. Definitely, when we get started, definitely we'll see whether we are on course, or when the people are attack-minded, we need to fortify how we defend. If we realize that they are not strong, then that is where we have to push more men or more players up front to go and attack. Aside that, no. You realize that technically, for now, we don't have any problem. Our only concern for now is some individual players in the team have knocks, and the knocks are not something that can prevent them from playing. Of course, the medical team, they are also here and they are working very hard to make sure that everybody will be okay before we go into the game. So we are on course, and I can confidently tell you that. At the end of the day, inshallah, we are going to beat Uruguay. Even though we don't want Ghanaians or people from the north to expect something high from us, we want everybody to keep calm and then to expect moderate results from us. At the end of the day, if we are able to record massive, that is fine. If we are not, then we will not disappoint people. So, in short, for now, this is what we have for our people. We only need your prayers to help us go through. Thank you.